Hey, today we're going out to lunch with the mayor of Des Moines, Iowa, Frank County. But before we chow down, we do something called Quick Bites. Three questions. Always the same three questions for each of our out-to-lunch guests. We're talking book, movie, and job. Quick Bites with Mayor Frank County, coming up next. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR. Imagine how much faster your small business or nonprofit would grow if you could leave the HR functions to somebody else. That somebody else could be Arion HR. Learn more and head to AurionHR.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome to Out to Lunch. This is where we take thought leaders and we go out to lunch. And we are currently at the original Jesse's Embers on Ingersoll. And with us is the mayor of Des Moines. His name is Frank County. Frank, welcome to Out to Lunch. Nice to have you here, sir.
No, it's great to be here.
All right. We start every segment with something we call quick bites. Three questions. Three easy questions, right? And every guest gets the same three questions. So here you go. First question is, we talk about books. You know, books make an important impact on our lives. So I got to ask you, what book have you read recently or ever that's had a big impact on Frank County's life? And what was it, other than algebra?
Yeah. Well, you know, you start thinking about that real quickly. And, you know, The Thunderbolt Kid, Bill Bryson, you know, it's about Des Moines. It's about Central Iowa. And it's not that it had an impact, but it was reflective. It was life and times that a lot of us have gone through and can remember, which was, you know, really interesting. But more recently, you know, even today, I'm reading a book, you know, by Tashini Coates, 8 Years in Power. It's about Barack Obama and his African-American presidency and what that meant. But it also is about history. It's about history of what's going on, has happened in this country. And it's very impactful. I also recently read a book called Evicted. And it's about people that are living in generally rented property, and it has two different perspectives regarding the, you know, whether they're living in a trailer park or an apartment or a rented house, and what happens and what circumstances it draws them to an eviction. And what happens, and some of it's planned, and some of it's hateful, some of it's really unfortunate, but looks at the circumstances of a lot of people. And it goes on a little in Des Moines, but it goes on worldwide and certainly across this country. And we have to think about, you know, what we do. We think about affordable housing and what the programs are. And to me, all those kinds of thoughts are impactful because, you know, as a mayor, I've got to deal with people every single day, and we have to understand their circumstances. And it doesn't matter, you know, where they came from, what country of origin they were from, what color their skin is, what their religion is. We have to make a great place for people to live every single day. And so I enjoy reading these books that give me a little bit of perspective.
And inspiration, I would suspect.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah. So, Frank County, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, you gave us not one, not two, but three books. You get an A on that. Well, let's talk about movies. I'm not necessarily a moviegoer because I just don't have time because I'm always on, it would seem. But there are some movies out there that could be impactful. So the next question is, what movie have you seen recently or ever that might have had an impact on Frank County and why?
Boy, That's a tough one because a lot of movies and a lot of thoughts and memories. I haven't, like you, I don't have a lot of time to go to movies these days. It seems like I'm spending more time on the streets and in the neighborhoods listening to people and talking to people. But, you know, we talked about the Kevin Costner movie.
Dances with the Wolves.
Dance with the Wolves. And, you know, what that means. And to me, it is not only reflective on the relationship between Native Americans and a sort of a outcast guy trying to figure out what it is, but also shows a culture and a life of Native Americans. And I have spent quite a bit of time on the environmental scale. And there's a sort of a story around that. But I have been so touched by Native Americans and their take on culture and its and the environment. And they look at things a little differently. It's not about return on investment over the next 12 months. I've learned that they look at it in a much longer distance and period of time. They look at it over generations. And generally they will say that, you know, we think not just about what happens, again, in that 12 months' time and the return on investment, but they think about decisions and how they make them, and they look at it today, is it a good decision today, and is it a good decision for the seventh generation? And boy, when
well
you think seven,
beyond, right?
seven generations out, and if it doesn't have a negative impact, they say, on the seventh generation, and it's good for today, then maybe it's a good decision.
Wow.
And they think much more long-term. And I think that it's something that we should be thinking about every single day also.
Yeah, you know, and I don't want to get too personal about this, but we had a brief conversation before we turned on the microphones, and you indicated to me that your mother, may she rest in peace, was also impacted by the Native American culture, and she was doing what?
Well, she would send donations off to a lot of groups that supported Native Americans, and she really had she had done a lot of reading, and she was just really depressed about how we had treated the natives and had treated them as savages, not as regular human beings. And I think that as we think about today and we think about all the immigrants that are coming into this country and, quite frankly, into Des Moines, Iowa, and I share her feeling. We need to support everybody, regardless of what country they come from, regardless of the color of their skin, regardless of their religion, regardless of their gender, regardless of their age. Everybody should have an opportunity, and we need to support that opportunity.
Frank County, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing quick bites at the original Jesse's Embers on Ingersoll. Final question for you about quick bites. All right, so we talked about books. You gave us three. We talked about a movie. You gave us a really great answer, I think, on that. Let's talk about you. If you weren't doing what you've been doing for the past 16 years as mayor and as a small business owner, what would you be doing? What do you think?
You know, I don't know. I thought about that when I was in college, and I was going to Iowa State, and I remember my dad coming up and saying, you know, what are you going to do? And I had thought about a little bit about being an educator, because I was on the swimming team when I went up there, and I had a chance to stay up there and be an assistant coach. And a graduate assistant, so in which case I would have worked on a master's probably in education. And I remember my dad asking me, well, what are you going to do after that? And I said, well, you know, I'm thinking about a number of my friends are going to law school. I'm thinking about being a lawyer. And his response to me was not very supportive. He said, we're business people. He said, we make jobs, we create opportunity for other people, and we hire lawyers, we don't become them. And I remember that to this day, and I don't know what I would do. I might go back to school. It'd be sort of fun to do that, be a lifelong learner, and try to get some new perspectives and some new facts. But I think one of the things that we need to do as citizens, as individuals in Des Moines, Iowa, is prepare ourselves for the future and support future generations. I look at what's happening through education. You know, the city are trying to figure out how we can support our citizens in Des Moines and get them prepared for life and get them prepared for a career. And I think that we need to do a better job. And I think it's incumbent upon those of us that have lived in Des Moines and loved Des Moines and supported it. We need to support those that are our future. And so I think that I'd spend a lot of time working with young people.
Could be Professor County, ladies and gentlemen. We can see that going on. That is Quick Bites. We're at the original Jesse's Embers. Three questions that we ask each and every guest. Hang in there with us, because when we come back, we're going to open this up for Out to Lunch. We're going to spend an extended period of time with the mayor of the largest city in the state of Iowa, Frank County. Frank, thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. It's been fun.
Stay with us and click ahead as we go out to lunch with Mayor County. You're going to learn some things about him you may not have known. Plus, we'll talk about policy, potholes, people, and public-private partnership. Whoa, that's a bunch of peas. It's all here on the Business News Hour Out to Lunch segment.